Thank you, Mike DeWald, and welcome Sonoma County, Napa County, and if we get out to Maui, Maui County. This is Dr. Walter Tom on Ask the Expert on KSRO. We got a lot of station wavelengths that are going out, but you are in KSRO here in Sonoma County. And again, thank you for listening to Ask the Expert. Normally we have our host, Robin Berardini, is with us, but she's caught up in a little the rain traffic as we're right in the middle of our winter rainy season here. This is actually going to be hopefully highlighted in one of our new YouTube channel videos as an educational. And today we're actually going to be talking about microneedling with PRP. So just a little introduction. Normally Robin would be doing this for me, is that I'm again Dr. Walter Tom, cosmetic surgeon now for 20 years at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers. We have offices in Santa Rosa, in Napa, as well as in Maui now as Maui Cosmetic Surgery. We're very excited about all of the people that we get to meet in our wonderful three counties that we take care of. We've been on Ask the Expert for over 10 years now. Education is very, very important to me. I've been involved with a multitude of cosmetic societies, and as just part of my heritage is that education is just so important, and that's how we take the best care of our patients. So today, I actually would like to talk about an aged-old treatment called microneedling, probably hundreds of years old, and we're going to talk about it and what are the modern advances in microneedling, who's it good for, what's treatment like, I've had it myself personally, and what is the future for microneedling for our cosmetic patient. So if we go back and we look at time, if we go back and look in time at our microneedling, probably back in Asia, in India, a lot of times it's women, but it's men and women, but women were taking these rollers with little needles and rolling it over their skin. And as they were doing this, they were causing these little micro punctures in the skin. And why would they do that? Okay, it's a little bit like aerating your lawn. Why would you do that? So by causing these tiny little punctures in the skin, what we're seeing is that we're knocking out some damaged old skin. And then if nature is good to us, as our tissues build from the inside out, what we're seeing is that the deeper layers of our skin are beginning to build collagen and filling up those little tunnels that these little microneedles were creating. There are little roller pins that would be rolled over the skin. And so what we found was that the collagen, there was thickness in the skin was developing. What we found was the texture was improving. And we even got a little bit of peeling with that. And so that was a real big treatment for, as I said, for centuries. And then recently in the last 10 years has been introduced, and over the last 5 years has gained a tremendous popularity with our public in terms of a treatment for improving the cosmetic health of our skin. So let me just talk about that for a moment. If we look at the cosmetics of the skin, having healthy skin, and because that's one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves. When we have personal one-on-one interactions with our individual friends and family, first thing we tend to look at are our eyes. So that's for another video that we'll talk about on YouTube, is what to do for your eyes. And we have all sorts of non-surgical ways of improving the eyes. But what we're really looking at then after we look at each other in the eye is the skin. And that goes way back to even the medieval time where skin was just sort of a marker of health. Okay, so we want to look healthy if we go back to that sort of genetic attractiveness, we want to know that the person that we're attracted to is healthy. In the medieval time, many times diseases were actually manifested in the skin. So that's why acne is such a horrible problem for young people and even for adults. Adult acne is becoming even more prevalent now, where it really is socially, it's almost paralyzing at times. And that goes way back to where we want to look healthy. So if we can make your skin look healthy, what we're actually going to do is make you look younger, more youthful. We're going to make you look more attractive, in other words, more handsome or prettier. And so that goes a long way. So think about health. And so that's what microneedling is going to help us with. So the first thing that we're going to do is when you come into our office is we're going to evaluate you. So we'll take a look, listen to what your concerns are, and seeing if microneedling may be something that's going to be good for you. So that's first what we do, you want to take a good health history. Okay. After we do that, then we're going to assess you. And if one of your concerns is that you feel that your skin thickness is beginning to decrease, and not too many people come in and say, oh, I feel like my skin thickness is decreasing. But what they're thinking is, you know, I look older. I have sort of a sallow look. My skin looks congested. It's more what they're kind of thinking in their head. We're going to evaluate you and see that maybe what you need is microneedling to try to improve the strength of your skin as well as the texture. Now, some people say, I don't like the texture of my skin. And those are going to be, again, probably those who have been studying cosmetics. It's very important to them. They maybe have had multiple treatments. And so they understand some of this terminology. So texture is you kind of feel your skin is the texture of your skin, the smoothness of your skin. And then, of course, we can have other issues such as scarring. Maybe we've had acne as a kid. I certainly did. And if you had acne and scarring, that may be bothering you as well. So those would be the kind of concerns that you may have that we would recommend microneedling. And so, as I mentioned, we're here in Sonoma County, and today is January 16th, 2020. We're in the middle of our rainy day here, and so I'm just grateful that Robin Berardini, who's our host here for many, many years, has actually been able to safely maneuver her way through traffic today and to show up today to help us continue on with our show, which, by the way, we are filming for YouTube. So you'll be able to see this on YouTube as well. Okay. So thank you, Robin, and
you.
Welcome
Safe
back
and sound.
Here to the studio.
There was a single car accident just north of Steel Lane. Very scary out there. So people, just take it easy.
Everybody go slowly
take
today.
A breath.
Okay. Thank
take
you.
Take a breath. Take a breath. So you're saying it's microneedling. It's been around for over 100 years, hasn't it? I think it started in France.
Actually in India and Asia.
In India and Asia, okay.
And that's not because I'm Asian that I'm claiming
Sure.
But it kind of started in Asia. But yeah, back in the old in the old countries.
We were still thinking about our health and the way we look. It's interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, just our infatuation with looking healthy, looking beautiful, looking more youthful.
A word you like is vibrant.
Didn't start in the 2020s, exactly, but it actually started many years ago. And so even back in the days of Cleopatra.
Yes, okay. That's from what I'm recalling and doing the, as we talk, what are we going to talk about? And doing the research, it goes back many, many years.
Yes,
if I were Cleopatra, I'd do it too. Okay, so the skin tissue smoother, firmer, toned, scarring, some scarring for people that have acne or what have you, toned skin, maybe fine lines and wrinkles as well a little.
Right, so, I'm always very careful.
Yeah.
I'm very... I'm going to be conservative. I would rather, for our patients, I would rather under-promise and over-deliver.
Right.
And everything you read about any cosmetic procedure or any cosmetic product, as they say, it takes care of fine lines and wrinkles. Okay. So where I kind of want to go with that, Robin, we've actually have done other shows on Ask the Expert, and I've kind of entitled them in my file, It's Not About the Wrinkle.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
so
I like
it's
that.
Not about
I
the
like
wrinkle.
That.
And so it may actually help with fine lines and wrinkles, but
okay.
Really I don't want you to be thinking of microneedling to treat your fine lines and wrinkles.
Okay.
That's going to be, if we get benefit from that, I consider that an extra. That's a bonus, exactly.
Okay. But pore size.
If we can
and
make
stuff.
Your skin look healthy, so pore size is one of them. But if you your
glow.
Skin, if you can have a glow, if you look like your skin is vibrant, that's gonna translate into people perceiving you and your self confidence
right.
as being healthier, more youthful,
more approachable.
Exactly, more approachable as well as more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I want you to think about microneedling. So we're really treating skin thickness.
Okay.
We're treating texture.
Okay.
We're treating scarring.
Okay.
We can help some with pigmentation, but those are other treatments like intense pulse light or photofacials.
Oh, you love combo therapy too.
And skin care products. But as we mentioned, combination therapy is always important. So a great combination, in my opinion, is the microneedling with photofacials. So think again, a microneedling as thickness, it's deeper. Okay, so you're taking, and for those who are going to be now tuning in on YouTube, is I take my ballpoint pen cap, and this is about the size of a handpiece. And so for those of you who are driving and drive safely out there in Sonoma County with KSRO, listening to us on KSRO, it's the back. It's like the open end of a ballpoint pen cap. And so you might have 20 plus needles, depending on the manufacturer. Okay. Very, very tiny little needles. And those are what's causing the tunnel creation in the skin. In other words, knocking out bad or older skin so that newer, fresher skin can grow in.
Kind of regenerating its own self?
Exactly. You're regenerating yourself. And so think about microneedling as thickness, a little bit deeper. Okay. What you do with photofacials is I want you to be thinking about photofacials as more superficial. So that's okay. Light energy where it's absorbed by pigment, very much like dark shirt on a sunny day, mm-hmm. and that's going to be treating those areas as sunspots, what the older generation would call liver spots or sun damage. That's going to be more superficial. So that combination of photofacial superficially for pigment and color with microneedling for thickness, collagen production, improvement in texture. I think that's a great combination.
Kind of a toned look in a way.
Exactly. So that's what you want is a toned look. And what's really nice is that this is a treatment that you can start at even the younger ages because we know that aging begins in our 20s. Actually, aging begins the day we're born. Okay.
It's all
and that's the way it is.
There.
I have a new grandson and, you know, and he's the cutest little thing. I got to put a little plug on there for my grandson lying on the air. But, you know, from the day we're born, we begin to age, of course. But really what we see is aging. It begins to occur in the mid-20s, late 20s. So microneedling is a great treatment as a first-line treatment for just overall skin health.
Isn't that interesting?
A skin health treatment, in my opinion, microneedling is great in their late 20s, 30s, and certainly for those of us who are aging baby boomers. Mm-hmm. Okay, hey, boomer. That's who we are. And microneedling can help us to keep up with the younger crowd, if you will, with a more youthful, and as I, again, want to stressed, by youthful I mean a healthier look.
Right.
Yes.
Healthy and natural. And I think when you're doing these kinds of things like your daily skin regime and you're getting in for your appointments throughout the year at the aesthetic laser and vein centers, keeping that up and in, as you say, starting early, kind of getting ahead of it, right? Then being behind the eight ball. I'm not really a great pool player, but I heard that term.
I kind of like the eight ball, but if I'm behind it, I'm figuring I'm shooting to win. But in terms of combination therapy, that's important in maintenance. With microneedling, normally what we do when we educate the patients is we want them to do a series of three.
Okay.
And that can be once every month or 2 months, okay, depending on your own schedule. Mm-hmm. These are kind of just guidelines that we try to follow. And what we're doing is we're allowing the skin to regenerate. And so we're talking about getting into the dermis, which is the thicker portion of the skin, and building up collagen. But if we're looking at the epidermis or the area that we exfoliate, that's going to occur over about a 3-week, 23-day period of time. So what we want to do, we don't want to probably do it any sooner than 3 weeks, but so really anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks is a good thing to do.
Let the body kind of heal and regenerate is what you're saying.
Exactly. Allow your skin to regenerate, and I feel like that's a great protocol.
I like it. I really like that treatment a lot.
I felt
windswept, and my skin felt tight and, as you say, vibrant.
Exactly.
I really did like it.
Exactly what I feel for myself. I feel that it has helped improve the thickness of my skin. Yes. And again, as an aging baby boomer, when I know if I get compliments about how I look, it's about my skin, okay? It's not about, you don't have a jowl or you don't have your eyebrows not dropped down, any of those. Your skin looks great.
Right.
And certainly we have seen older people, older than us, whatever age you are, the listeners or the viewers on YouTube, who are older than us, but they look great because their skin looks good. They may still have wrinkles, they may have jowls, they may have all these other issues, but if your skin looks healthy, you will look better.
That's a good base. That's a good base to jump off of. I'm so glad we're exploring this because it's important, and I want to get, you know, my plan for 2020 down with y'all.
Absolutely. So this is part of the armamentarium for most people for 2020.
Mm-hmm. You are listening to Dr. Walter Tom, Medical Director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center, Santa Rosa, Napa, Maui. Remember them at drwaltertom.com, 707-542-8346. Helping us look younger by Monday. More with Dr. Tom on microneedling. Maybe a little PRP in there right after this on KSRO.
The Green Music Center at Sonoma State is excited about the upcoming shows during the second half of our 2019-20 season. On Thursday, January 23rd, enjoy Archetypes, guitarist Sergio Assad, pianist and vocalist Clarice Assad, and the Third Coast Percussion join forces for a new project that explores the universal symbolic archetypes that appear in stories, legends, and myths throughout the world. Together, they will explore global traditions, taking the audience on a vast musical journey grounded in familiar stories. Don't miss this performance and a full list of entertainment within Weill Hall and Schroeder Hall at Sonoma State University's Green Music Center. View the full schedule and get tickets at gmc.sonoma.edu.
How would you like to have an opportunity that invigorates and challenges you? A career that fulfills your mind and your heart? Catholic Charities is the place for you. There are vulnerable people that need your help right now, and Catholic Charities can show you how. Voted Best Nonprofit to Work For in 2017, Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Santa Rosa is an independent nonprofit and the largest human services provider in the North Bay. At Catholic Charities, you'll be challenged and inspired. You'll grow in hope and empathy as you meet and serve both those in need and your fellow employees. As an employee, you'll receive benefits like vacation, 13 holidays a year, an incredibly affordable health, dental, and vision plan, and a pension plan after the first year of employment. Make a difference in your life by making a difference in the life of someone in need. Apply today online at srcharities.org. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click Careers. Catholic Charities is an equal opportunity employer.
Ad paid for by NotSoSmart.org. No on Measure I. Committee major funding from Molly Flater.
Measure I is not so smart. It's a billion-dollar local tax increase in Sonoma and Marin counties that hits working families the hardest. Measure I extends the Smart Train sales tax for 30 years, even though the current sales tax doesn't expire for another 9 years. But supporters want to extend that tax now so Smart can borrow money to pay for debt on which it is overextended. Measure I's billion-dollar tax increase is just not smart.
Measure I costs too much for something that does so little, and with no accountability. Measure I gives Smart a blank check with our sales tax dollars until 2059, allowing it to spend tax revenue on things that don't impact transportation, and without any transparency, and without any new or better budget oversight. Vote no on Measure I.
Catch the action at Greaton. Irish superstar Conor McGregor returns Saturday, January 18th against the man with the most wins in UFC history, Donald Cowboy Cerrone. 7 p.m. at Greaton Resort and Casino.
It's been called shell shock, war neurosis, and battle fatigue. Today, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Wounded Warrior Project offers comfort and support for warriors with PTSD and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out how to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Please visit WoundedWarriorProject.org. Set yourself free.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of Ask the Expert here on KSRO. I'm Robin Berardini, our expert today, and each and every Thursday from 12:30 to 1, Dr. Walter Tom. Dr. Tom, Medical Director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers. You have three locations now, Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui, your newest location. Remember them at drwaltertom.com. Great updated website, really looks good. And 707-542-8346. Exploring as we help us look younger by Monday and get our 2020 game plan down with you at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center. We're talking about microneedling, and you think that might be a good choice. You kind of coupled that with IPL and the photofacial. Is there anything else that you do or you think that we can kind of pair with the microneedling, which is good for our texture and all these other things?
Sure. So we were going to talk a little bit about what we do to try to make this process a healing process a little bit better, and how to improve on the collagen synthesis within the skin. So again, we talked about microneedling, can we maybe talk about the process and how?
I would love to, because it's interesting to me.
That would be great. So really what we want to do is we would like to just tell you a little bit about having the treatment. And I've been a patient of this service and I love it. Okay. So what you do is you'll come on in. You don't need any medications. You don't need to pre-treat yourself. We may ask you if you've been using Retin-A to stop that about 3 days beforehand, like you would with most procedures. Okay. And so you just come in, you'll wash your face real well, get off all any makeup, any sunblock and so forth, because we want your skin to really be pristine. We'll then treat your skin, clean your skin as well to make sure that we get everything as clean as we possibly can. Then what we'll do is we'll have you apply a topical anesthetic.
Okay.
And so it's a topical lidocaine type of cream that we put on the face, and we're going to leave that on for about 30 minutes.
Okay. To get you kind of nummy.
And get to numb. So you're going to be in a separate room where you just sort of be sitting there and letting the medication work, so it just numbs the face.
So you can relax.
And you can relax and have that done. Okay. So you'll have that done, and then what we'll do is we'll bring you into the treatment room itself.
Okay.
We'll clean off the topical anesthetic, and again, you don't need any pre-treatment. You don't need to take any medications. You don't even need Tylenol with this.
Oh.
We'll clean off that topical anesthetic, and then what we'll do is we'll take a gel, a hyaluronic gel, and so hyaluronic gel is the same as what we see in fillers. Restylane and Juvederm and all the other host of fillers that are available, and is actually ubiquitous. It's there everywhere in biology and in living tissue. So we'll take that hyaluronic gel and we use it as a lubricant, if you will, and we'll put it on the skin.
Okay.
And then what we'll do is we'll take the handpiece, the microneedling handpiece, which may have anywhere from 20 plus small, tiny, tiny little needles, and we'll then begin to take the handpiece and glide it over as we activate the handpiece, glide it over the skin. And as we do this, as we glide it over the skin, mm-hmm. we do this in a geometric pattern so that we make sure that we have good overlap. We're treating all of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's doing is creating these little micro tunnels in our skin.
Okay.
And it is very comfortable. It's very comfortable. Okay, guys, we tend to be kind of...
And you can do it? If you
can
do it.
And I can do it. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Guys, we tend not to be as tough as women, okay? If I can do that, anybody can do that. There may be a few little areas that our lead nurse, Mary, describes as spicy.
Right.
Maybe a little over our bony prominences in our cheek or maybe over the brow area.
Right.
But for the most part, it's very well tolerated. So we create these little tunnels. And so for most of us, maybe for a day or two, we have a little bit of swelling, or 3 days, we have a little bit of plumpness of the skin, Robin. But Robin, that's actually a good thing. I mean, most of us would like to have our skin be plumper, okay? And
yeah,
so just
like
by,
we're in high school,
by that little micro trauma that we're causing by creating these little micro tunnels, we're plumping up the skin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we get what we call in medicine edema. We're getting a little swelling there, okay?
Okay.
Some people may actually get some exfoliation. They may get some peeling with
really?
That. Normally I don't, but I did with my last treatment.
Oh, you did,
treatment, so, which is a good thing. So we're getting rid of some of that top layer dead skin.
Right.
And for some, we may have some redness. So me being Chinese and Greek, I tend not to really get too red, but maybe our Northern European counterparts, the English, Irish, they may get a little red with that.
Sure.
And so one of the things that we've added to that is platelet-rich plasma, or PRP.
And
so you know that's one of my favorite, favorite elements to use to combine in treatments for our patients.
Well, it's like the body helping to heal itself, right?
That's,
and your own body.
That's correct. So
it's interesting.
PRP, or platelet-rich plasma, is actually where we do a blood draw, just like going to a lab.
Okay.
We spin it down, and then we take the clear portion of the blood, and that's the plasma. And within that area, there's a little buffy coat, a very fine little layer that has an increase in platelet cells. And platelet cells, if we want to kind of get techno-scientific nerdy for you, are the cells that help to clot. But along with those cells, the PRP, they have healing factors in there. So they have collagen and stimulating factors that can help with the improvement of the skin. So that's what we're looking at. And so when we take that PRP, which I like to call the paramedics of the body, when we put it on the skin after we microneedle, and these openings are still open, those little micro tunnels that we make, the PRP is able to actually penetrate down into those tunnels. And so this is your own body. This is this is your own self-regeneration. And so really at a cellular cellular level, we're beginning to see an improvement in bringing in more fibroblasts, collagen stimulation, and healing. And so I find that that helps to decrease the, if there is cosmetic downtime, probably by 50%.
Wow.
And for me, I know that I've had this treatment, and I just come into work the next day.
There's, right.
There's
like
no
Greek,
downtime
though. It is
for
like
me.
Big, and Italian, too. I don't have much of that at all.
You have that Mediterranean
right.
skin, so you're perfect for that kind, for microneedling,
right.
but maybe for others, as I said,
it
maybe
may
our Northern European counterparts, that the PRP definitely can help to minimize the downtime for you.
You know, it's an interesting process, and, you know, the body healing itself. Cleopatra didn't have, obviously, this PRP going on. But, and then you leave it on. You ask us to leave it on if we can't, because the longer the better, yes?
Yes, and so we have you leave the PRP on, and actually it kind of feels a little bit like you have egg yolk on, okay, on your face. And
does.
So it dries, and your face feels really tight.
Yes.
And not in a bad way. You feel
no.
it might crack a little bit if you smile too much. But it's really great. So we have you leave it on that evening.
Okay.
Okay. And again, it's your own serum
sure.
that we leave on.
Sure.
Wash it off the next day, and then you continue. There's really no cosmetic downtime in terms of using makeup, using mm-hmm. your skin.
Oh, you can't
products.
Go back to doing all of that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think you can. You know, if you have real real sensitive skin, mm-hmm. I might tell you to wait a day or two before doing that.
You can get away, sure.
For most of us, I think we can just go back to our daily routine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we are, you're putting it on our face. Mary does the little you know, getting the tunnels, the PRP serum. And is it just on the face? Or?
So we can use microneedling. Great lead question for me. Thank you, Robin, is that we can also do it on the neck. So
ooh.
That can help to improve the texture and the tone of the neck. And that's a real important area.
It is.
We can actually do it in the décolletage area
yes.
for women. And that's a real common area that tends to get ignored cosmetically. We tend to ignore it by putting sunblock on that area. So women, they may be great at putting it on their face and the neck, but they tend to forget to put it on their chest. So
and then you put a V-neck thing on, and then you're going, it's wrinkly. And why didn't I do that with
wrinkly.
Dr. Tom?
Exactly. So microneedling can be used on that
that's
as well.
Great.
And then lastly, for people who've had acne scarring,
yes.
microneedling can help. And in fact, for a while there, as we introduced microneedling, I was a little concerned that maybe it's that it was a little bit, we were over-promising with it,
oh.
but there's been some studies to show that the efficacy or the efficiency, the effectiveness of microneedling can actually approach that of some low-level fractional lasers.
Also kind of substituting.
So it
or
can
in tandem.
Be, or,
it could be
or
in tandem,
or it can be just another alternative.
Wonderful.
And what's nice is for people of color who may have be at risk for hyperpigmentation after a laser,
right.
microneedling may just be perfect for them.
It's such a nice alternative.
It's a great alternative.
And same
yes.
kind of benefits,
definitely.
Would you say?
Absolutely.
All right. So, and then how long would you say that we need to kind of... you know, set aside for this kind of
so the treatment itself, in terms of except for the half hour of waiting for
right.
the topical anesthetic, it's going to be done in less than an hour.
Oh, right. Okay. So another
so it takes a little bit longer just because of the topical anesthetic.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, just wrapping it up quick, who would benefit from something like this?
Those who are looking for increased texture,
mm-hmm.
Improvement in texture, improvement of thickness of the skin, and it's really an anti-aging procedure, if you will,
there.
Because of the regeneration of our own body through those little tunnels of injury that we create with the microneedling.
Okay. And if you have any questions, remember they do complimentary consultations at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center, right? 707-542-8346. Give them a call. Get your 2020 goals set with Dr.
Absolutely.
Walter Tom.
Absolutely. Look good.
All right. And we hope to see you next week right here with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO from 12:30 to 1. Check us out on YouTube.